We've seen a variety of sounds thrive throughout music's long-lasting genres we know today, such as gospel, hip-hop, R&B, rock, and so many more, whether it was through the use of sampling or just recording from scratch. And under those genres, we've seen many sub-communities arise out of those countless boroughs of music, such as pop rap, gospel trap, lo-fi R&B, hyperpop, funk, and many more. And with Christian hip-hop being no exception to this list, we've seen a long line of artists before and today inspire a whole new rise of artists around the space. And so in today's video, we'll be exploring some of these artists to highlight their unique and special sound, and to put you up to date with the growing shift in today's pop-infused music scene happening throughout CHH. The concept of genres blending together to introduce a new, innovative sound has always been at the forefront of genre progression and leading listeners into newfound spaces of music. And while not new to this idea, CHH has previously experienced a taste from this from a prominent artist ahead of his time, such as Ntobi Mac, an ex-member of the first known Christian rock and rap group DC Talk, and a solo artist who showcased the early successes and blueprints of incorporating a friendly approach of rock, hip-hop, funk, and Latin into the mainstream church starting from the early 90s. Mac's 30-year-plus run and success was also iconically stamped with his dominance on the commercial Christian radio charts such as K-Love, The Fish, and any other CCM-related outlet. Toby's universal way of flirting with different sounds as he introduced new song ideas to light continually left a lasting impression on Christian music, as he was able to top the charts, Doves, and Grammy Awards multiple times with his fluidity of pop-inspired sounds. And no matter the genre, Toby could always produce a groundbreaking hit, whether if it was through his own body of work or by the means of collaborating with a variety of different artists. So songs such as Lose My Soul with Kirk Franklin and Mandisa, Forgiveness with Lecrae, the iconic Grits track Ooh Ah on The Fast and Furious 3, allow Toby to not merely just be boxed into one single artist category. His work and direction in Christian music has not only bridged and spanned across several different genres, but it's also comparable to other artists who, while also remain true to the element of hip-hop, are not also afraid to be boxed into one single sound and influence of music. Considering the relentless pursuits of a doctor to now turned full-time artist, I'm Rescued brings his feel and touch to mellow pop into many of his soft-spoken bars and lyrics, as he tries to push the limits of a mellow pop-based style by crossing over into different pockets of music, such as the heavy funk influence on his song Take Your Time, or the touches of some black gospel choruses on his song Sangrada Familia. And on top of being last year's 2022 freshman and active collaborator lately with his friend MoFlow Music, his unique range of sound in music as of late approaches a whole new stage with his latest single Taxi. And a snippet of an unreleased 80s-style Christian pop song. I Am Rescued definitely covers a good range of mellow and relaxing tunes if you're looking for Christian hip-hop with some fusions of funk, chill lo-fi, gospel, and more. Envy mixed with jealousy, comes to the surface. All my dreams ahead of me, but you gotta be nervous. Someone never let him see, cause I know I'm hurting, but maybe I should let him see. But I'm praying I don't make a fool of me. Now, another artist to add to this list would be the young 20-year-old artist from Boston, Massachusetts, named Gio. Gio creates his body of work with many different elements of rock-infused sounds, especially with his most popular release being a song that he was never even supposed to drop titled Burn For You. Burn For You was a song that spent months in a hard drive until it was recently released and would go on to help Gio find an organic Spotify reach, a secured win at an artist competition hosted by Elevation, and a whole new audience of listeners looking for God-inspired music with a unique flair. My song Burn For You, that one, wasn't going to drop. It spent months sitting in the vault. It was different. I was scared about what people would think. There was one night when I was listening to the song and God wrecked me. I realized it wasn't about me. It didn't matter what people thought of me. There was power in the words he had given me. I uploaded the song a couple of days before release to my distributor, and that Friday when it dropped, it ended up making New Music Friday Christian. If you know how playlist pitching works, that is nothing short of a miracle. The song is now on track to hit 1 million streams this month, and to see the impact God has made with it amazes me. Humbled to be used by him through all of it. In addition, with cosigns from some credible artists like KB, an organic Spotify playlisting, a music distribution deal, and more, it's definitely certain that the next time you open your Spotify or Apple Music, checking out Geo's music will not be a waste of your time. Graham, who also goes by 100 Graham, is a self-made music producer who normally makes his living by earning music placements and making beats for any artist that takes an interest in his production style. With Graham injecting his production on hit songs that have passed millions of streams like Fine Apple by Nick D, and at one point producing as the fourth member of the Christian collective Next Move, his unique ear for beatmaking has even brought him down the path of becoming his own self-reliant artist. As Graham's knack for singing and rapping over pure 808s and melodies gives his music a very pure pop rap-like feel to his ever-growing sound and catalog of music. And some notable songs and personal favorites from his discography we're checking out are Suburbs, 24/7, it was ASAP. Counterfeit, so why you want the love that's counterfeit? And Silhouette. I seen brothers waste the summer to be with a lover they only regret. I seen parents who quit on each other and never recover, who got nothing left. With a seasoned and balanced skill set of beat making and rapping, Graham more than shows us that his refined attention to detail and quality really matters as he grows as an artist and self-taught producer. As genres push the limits of discovery in music, there's always been room for a new blossoming music scene. And in 2023, that new music scene has been the emergence of the relatively new hyperpop community. As mainstream music has caught an eye to the small but growing scene, CHH is showing signs that it may not be too far behind. By its buzz name, hyperpop is created by pushing a song's production values to its limits, such as stressing the melodies, exaggerating the compression, and aggressively distorting the song's vocals. So far as of now, there aren't too many CHH artists that have given the sound a start. However, Mogi the Iceberg sets to be one of the first few to use the sound and also immerse it into a whole new sound that he has termed as hyper rock, a direct branch of hyper pop that he displayed on his new single Vacuum. That I'm looking at you, I wouldn't talk to you again if I have to. You thought I only brought it up just to attack you. And then his new latest single, Sometimes I Scare Myself to Death. Sometimes I scare myself to death when all these thoughts rush through my head. Now hopefully for CHH, hyperpop is a new sound that grows on, as its untapped potential for creativity leaves many questions that have yet to be answered. While St. James has a footing and a hold completely immersed into his R&B background, it can't be helped to notice the small touches of hip-hop and other genre-mixed inspirations in his music at times. From time, St. James finds himself touching on different styles and themes into his music, whether if it's the light feel of Afrobeat on his most streamed song, Let Go. I stress too much, I wait too long, I talk too much, I gotta move on, let go, let God. Let go, let God, yeah. His willingness to jump onto trap and add a bit of soul like his song Relapse 2. Gotta see it, do I really trust? And my burdens ain't too much cause you gave it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This might be the end of the road. Or smooth melodies on his song Make It Home. James holds on to his R&B roots while showing listeners that he can fuse into other styles of music as well. And with his credibility even having stemmed back as far as helping write songs for Chris Brown and Trey Songz at one point, it's definitely certain that when you listen to St. James, you're listening to someone who cares about producing the best quality of music from a faith-driven perspective. Now, every artist on this list comes in with their own unique touch and blend of creativity and sound. And with the shift of pop-based music evidently growing in CHH, every artist throughout the video shows us a glimpse of the many people out there that are giving us a new way to shift, redefine, and reimagine the pop-based music scene around the community. But let us know your thoughts and who you think we missed out on, and see making a pop shift as well in the CHH scene. Thank you for watching, guys. Take care and God bless. Feel like my life been in the shadows. Lately it's so hard, feel like I'm fighting all these battles. Scars all on my face for all the times I bit the apple. Gotta watch the snakes, they try to lure you with the